It is your freak show. Wild 94.1 Bay's party station. There's a rap battle going on, and Eminem's in the middle. But he ain't the only rapper involved, because now Eminem made a rhyme on his kamikaze where he was like, oh, I only made it because I'm white. Then why you other man ain't made it? Like, you know, because like basically people would just say he was the great white hope and he got an extra look in hip hop, because, which is all crazy, because Eminem is one of the dopest lyricists ever to ever walk the earth. Everybody kind of knows that. But he's in a down cycle from where he was when he was 8 Mile-ish.
Yeah.
He's
to say the least.
46 years old.
He's sober.
He's not yet and sober.
Yeah.
Which I really think is...
has something to do with it.
Has something to do with the fact that he's not still 8 Mile-ish. I mean, I just think he was better on the drug.
Which was mentioned, by the way, in these lyrics.
Right. And so here's the layout of it. It's just, we're only going to be able to touch a little bit of the surface of it, because
there's a lot.
We can't go into all of it. But we put it all up on wild941.com, so you can delve in right there. Just go to the Freak Show page, you'll see it. But the deal is, MGK is on one side of this. G-Eazy is on one side of this, and Eminem is on one side. And I rock with each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love G-Eazy. His vibe is dope. The whole hyphy thing that he got going on for the Bay is fire. I love MGK because he's always rocked with us and gave us some of the best shows we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was Wild Splash, LDS, where he crushed the vehicle, to coming in here doing an acoustic. I mean, he's just always been rocking with us. So I, you know, love MGK. And M has been one of the supporters of Wild since we began.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to pick who I'm mad at, but I got to tell y'all what happened. So MGK made a comment about Haley back in 2012, saying, damn, she hot as hell.
Mm-hmm. Eminem's daughter,
Haley Jade, who is now 24.
And gorgeous. Yeah, super hot.
So everybody said it. Nobody said it to Eminem.
Right.
But when MGK said
he tweeted it.
MGK got some heat from M.
And she was also underage at the time, wasn't she?
No.
She wasn't 2012. Underage.
She was like 18, 19.
Okay.
That was when that first picture had come out and she was like, fine. Everybody was like, whoa, Haley Jade grew up.
Right.
She was like 18 when it happened. It was like six years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and anyway, he made a comment of her saying she was hot. MGK then got banned from going up to Shade 45 satellite radio, you know, couldn't go do Sway, couldn't do all these things, blackballed, got all these phone calls because he made this comment. And he idolized Eminem.
Of course.
So Eminem comes out with his kamikaze on Thursday at midnight. It drops, and he has some bars in there for a lot of different rappers. All of the Lils. All of them got it.
Of course.
The little yachties, the little humps, the little everybody.
She was 16, by the way.
Who was?
Haley.
Oh, underage.
Ouch.
Yeah. Not 18.
Sure.
Yeah.
So she's 23 now? 23?
Something like that.
Ah, man, I don't know if that matters.
It's 2012.
That's cold. All right, so Eminem busts back on this release that he had on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
MGK puts out a full-on video. Now, the Eminem, everybody should have heard the Eminem already, and he made the comments. I can read the quote because cleaning his up is just too crazy. Because Eminem ain't on the drugs no more. But basically, he told him, now you want to come and blank with me, huh? He's like, this little blank sucker, he must be feeling himself. He wants to keep up this tough demeanor, so he does a feature, decides to team up with Nina, but next time you got to need a Tech 9. Next time you got to use Tech 9 if you want to come with me with a submachine gun. He's like, I'm talking to you, but you already know who the blank you are, Kelly. I don't use sublims, and I sure don't use sneak disses. But keep commenting on my daughter, Haley. It's all not alike, okay?
Ooh.
So he makes all these comments about him, and MGK takes it to heart because that's his idol.
Of course.
Okay. So MGK comes out with a long diss with a full video shoot with it as well. This is a little bit of what MGK had to say that I edited for you.
They made a movie about you. You and everybody's top 10. You're not getting better with time. It's fine. Eminem, put down a pen. Or write an apology. Or with a simple fact, you had a diss to acknowledge me. I am the prodigy. How could I even look up to you? You ain't as tall as me. 5'8", man. I'm 6'4". 7 punches. Hold your head still. Last time you saw 8 Mile was at home on a treadmill. You were named after a candy. I was named after a gangster. And don't be a sucker and take my verse off of Yellow Wolf's album. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to feed my daughter.
water. You try to stop the money to support her. You the one always talk about the action. Text me the Addy, I'm pulling up scrapping. And I'm by myself, what's happening? ESC captain, salute me and shoot me. That's what he's gonna have to do to me when he realizes that it ain't this shit can do to me. Everybody always hated me. This isn't anything new to me. Yeah, there's a difference between us. I got all of my wish without Dre producing me. I know you're not used to me. Usually one of your disses should ruin me. I'm up from Cleveland, everybody quiet this evening. I'm reading a eulogy. Dropped an album called Kamikaze, so that means to kill him. Alrighty, fuck one rapper's girl this week. Don't make me call Kim.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now.
Shots fired. All right.
Wait. So he said, I already blanked one rapper's girl.
Right.
Don't make me call Kim. Now, what is he talking
Halsey.
About?
Halsey.
Well, he's talking about the fact that when G-Eazy and him broke, G-Eazy and Halsey broke up.
Which just happened.
It happened like a couple months ago.
Okay. Yeah.
G-Eazy started dating people around like Demi Lovato.
Yes.
We reported on that. Halsey ran into MGK. MGK said they did their business.
One night.
Right. So he's made a comment about that. Then MGK also went on Flex doing his promo and did a freestyle for Flex in New York and mentioned it again.
From the ghetto to a rock god, hit him up like Pac. Let's just keep it G. Only easy I up with his E. Damn. I seen he dyed his hair and got a hanging near him. I up his girl, now he look like me. This shit overbearing. How dare him, I dare him. Don't think about comparing. Man, turn that frat rap off. I'm getting sick of hearing.
Okay, so basically he mentioned him saying he smashed his girl again.
Again.
And then so then G-Eazy.
Oh, he has to be mad.
Has to say something.
Right.
But he makes a lot of threats and all this other stuff. And here's a taste of what G-Eazy said.
We did like 30 shows together out in Europe. You mug me, but you never spoke. Never try to swear up. Until that night in Finland, I said, we got this shit to clear up.
Sorry,
you got sentimental sorry, and you almost start to tear up. You told me how you felt to me and you ain't have no problems. I said it's all love. Whatever happened, we forgot it. And then you flip-flopping all year and talking about me. You talk behind my back this whole time, you never called me. Yeah, I was whack and extra tough. Keep it lit, it's just a bluff. Why it's me and not you to sit and ringside next to Puff. I ain't wanna bring this up. Respect to the OG. But don't ever cross the line again. You don't know me. Honestly, what's up with you? This behavior's nothing new. Jealous, acting petty. Guess I'll make you uncomfortable. Bad boy treats you like a family you're adopted to. You're signed to him. Tell me why doesn't Puff up with you? Number stolen, I don't either. Hey, your boy, just show the speaker. You are such a f***ed-up joke. I ain't wanna do this either. You must hate yourself. I don't understand your issue. Ironic, this what happened tonight that Eminem dissed you.
Boring. That one was kind of whack.
I think that one was whack.
I think in this whole thing, MGK is hands down the winner of this whole thing because
You think MGK beat Eminem?
Absolutely.
Because people are saying this is suicide for MGK.
They say RIP MGK.
People are wrong because look, Eminem dropped this surprise album, which was good. It was a lot better than what he dropped in the past.
Thank right. God.
Still a far stretch from the old Eminem that we're used to.
Right.
However, just a couple days later, the whole attention is now on Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Machine Gun Kelly responded not with a line, but with a whole song, with a video, smashing M, smashing G-Eazy, literally smashing Halsey.
Yeah.
And then G-Eazy responds, that was whack, that was boring. Right now, I think MGK is victorious so far.